four variables of the after repair value and wholesaling real estate for dummies. This is part two because we talked about wholesaling real estate for dummies a few days ago. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of MyEmpirePro.com. On this episode, we're talking about four variables of the after repair value and wholesaling real estate for dummies. This is part two because we talked about wholesaling real estate for dummies a few days ago. But this is part two because this information is basically information you need to know so you don't sound stupid to the people that can help you in this game. This is the basics, the fundamentals of what you need to learn as a wholesaler, which is basically the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking them under contract, and then assigning the equitable rights secured by this contract to a willing and able buyer, end buyer, who will buy the property and pay you an assignment fee, a wholesale assignment fee, in upwards of $82,000 from my personal experience. There are many people that have made $250,000, $200,000 from one single deal. Depends on how big the deal is. On an average, you should look somewhere between $10,000 and $25,000 per deal. If you do a few of those in a year, you're in good shape. And it's all about marketing and prospecting. Those are the two skills that you really need to master. And in order to master marketing, you need to collect data and market to these people, okay, behind the data, and then you need to have a conversation, negotiate a good deal, lock it under contract, and boom, you're making money. It's easier said than done, but absolutely, when you learn the skills, it's doable, and that's why I'm here, to help you learn that skill. You don't have to go to college, you don't have to go to four-year college, you don't have to go to two-year college, you don't have to finish high school to do this, okay? You can absolutely learn this and start killing it, okay? Even in the midst of recession, it doesn't really matter. Of course, there are corrections and stuff like that that's going on, but this is a skill set that will take you beyond a lifetime. So it really, in truthful truth, doesn't really matter, okay? So four variables of the after repair value, which is the how much the property is worth if it was completely fixed up. So most properties you're gonna be dealing with will be properties that need some work. Why would somebody wanna sell you a property at a cheap discount, deep discount? Like 75% of what is actually worth. Why would somebody want to sell that to you if they're in their right mind? Well, it could be life crisis. They need the cash more than they care for their property. They inherited an unwanted inheritance. It's a property that they, you know, they have no attachment to. They just need to get rid of it. They don't care about how much it's worth. You know, there's, you know, just like the kind of scenario you will find in the pawn shop, right? Somebody go there and pawn a piece of ring they don't care about, or they just need some cash. You know, they care, they need to survive, and they need cash to do that right now. And you're in a position to help those people by finding such properties. And how do you find such properties? You pull data of potentially distressed homeowners, and then you start an outreach marketing, okay, to these people, and you start talking to them as much as you can. And it's a numbers game, so you don't want to get stuck on one person that's already showed you so many signs that they're not motivated. You don't want to get stuck with them, okay? So there's a question that came in here that inspired ARV for dummies, okay? So let's go through the question really quickly, and then I'll go through the four variables that you need to really just, you need to ingrain it in your brain so you can always remember. You need to have in your back pocket always, because you're going to come back to those numbers all the time, right? So it goes, I have a very serious and important question for you. I know, right? I have a house in Wichita. I don't know where Wichita is. And that city sounds so familiar. That a guy wants to sell. The house needs a complete tear down rebuild. Okay. So it needs full gut, like complete rebuild, right? So if that was here in New Jersey, that's about somewhere. It depends on where the property is. Depends on the size of the property. But you're looking at $125,000 to $225,000. It just depends on quite a few variables, right? The house needs a complete tear down rebuild. The neighborhood is going for $42,000. So in the area, the properties are going for $42,000, right? But if I do get it, I will get it at almost $50,000. Now, why would you want to pay $50,000 in a neighborhood that properties are going for $42,000? You want to pay more? Well, if this was a property you want to live in, sure, right? You like the property, you don't care about resale value, not in the next 10 years, 20 years, or ever, right? Then you should do something crazy, absolutely like that, right? But in wholesaling, no. There's very little room for speculation, okay? So with that being said, you should not be buying a property nowhere close to $42,000, much less higher. So saying I will be getting this as almost $50,000, making it the most expensive house in the market. No, because you overpaid for a property does not make it the most expensive. It just means you became the sucker of the market. That's all. I will list it at $60,000. Okay, now, so that's what happens to suckers. They buy something, they overpay for it, and they expect that the market will spit out another sucker at them. Okay, that's why I call this ARV for dummies, okay? So, and no, we all probably thought like this, because if somebody does a good job at selling real estate to you, you're gonna think you can mark up numbers like this, like stupid like this, right? But it's okay, because we've all been there at some level, one shape or the other. Maybe not exactly, but you know, you get it. This is my first deal and I don't know if it's worth it. Absolutely, it's not worth it. So this is what you need to understand if you're one of these type of people, you're coming into the game for the first time, you're brand newbie and you need to understand how this works. Number one variable is the subject property. The property itself, how big is it? That's the number one variable. The bigger it is, obviously, the bigger the value will be under normal condition, unless the neighborhood does not have that value, right? We're going to talk about that's another variable, but the first variable is subject property. The second variable is the comparable sales and listings in the area. The sales, to know what is actually happening, how many people are actually buying in that neighborhood, right? And how many houses are available for sales, inventory, right? That's also determinant of a value in the area, right? So if there are no inventory, that can mean increased prices depending on other factors too, right? And if there's too much inventory, that can mean bad. Like if there's too many foreclosures trying to sell in the market, that's negative, right? So number three, market period. So when you're looking at comparables, right, it needs to be within a certain period of time. You can't be looking at property that sold 3 years ago and be using it as comparables. It needs to be within the last 6 to 12 months in most neighborhoods in the United States, at least in most neighborhoods that you should be looking at, okay? There should be sales in the last 6 months in the area. Now, the fourth variable, hello, bingo, distance radius to subject property. How far is it from the property? So when I say area, we need to put a number on that. It needs to be within the 1 mile radius, 1 mile radius of the property sold in the last 6 to 12 months. Those are the comparables. Those are the variables that would determine the after repair value of the property. Not just how you feel, not just because you feel I could mark up the number. No, it doesn't work that way. Not just speculation. There's very little room for speculation, because the banks, they're not gonna give you money. They're not gonna give your buyers money based on, hey, we just feel it's worth $60,000, which is just, no. There's a certain set amount that you need to be, as a wholesaler, you should be looking at. If you're going in there to buy property as I just wanna live in it, even the bank will only give you a certain amount of money based on the value in the neighborhood, right? So you're not just gonna mark it up. They're gonna give you a certain amount of money based on what the past sales in the last 6 months within 1 mile radius of the property says. So what if in the area there's no houses, the houses are built very expensive and they're at least 2 miles apart? Then that's just that particular type of market. And usually that kind of market is not for wholesalers, because it's gonna be that much harder for you to flip houses in that area, okay? But those are the four variables you need to look at. If you want more details about these variables, there's a link, direct link into that report in the description of this video, so you can understand it fully and use it, having your back pocket printed out, whatever you want to do with it. If you've gained something from this, you may want more. If you need to build a pipeline, go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free as well too. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.